Welcome to the hottest podcast around. Good Things Come in Threes, with your expert panel of hosts, Pastor Jack Horner, Pastor Liz Fry, and Pastor John Brock.
Welcome to Good Things Come in Threes, a podcast of Trinity Lutheran Church in Camp Hill, Pennsylvania. My name is Pastor Jack Horner, and I'll be one of our hosts for today, along with Pastor John Brock.
Hello.
And Pastor Liz Fry.
Hey, friends.
How's everybody doing?
Pretty good. I'm getting excited for Christmas.
Ooh, very good. That's always fun. We did our decorating this past week, so we got everything ready to go for our open house on the 18th. So we invite people to come by in the afternoon. To visit us on the 18th.
Good.
So today we thought we'd, with Christmas right around the corner, to kind of talk about Christmas.
Yay!
And we thought we'd do it in a different kind of way. We came up with some topics that you might find interesting as part of the podcast, and we decided to do them in no particular order. So I've asked Pastor Liz to kind of put them in a hat, and she's going to pull out the topic, whatever it is, and then we're gonna just talk about it and see what happens.
All right, are we ready, friends? I got my basket. All right, here's the first one. So what is the best gift you've ever given to someone else? Best gift you've ever given to someone else?
Well, personally, I think the best gift that I ever gave was a rice cooker. And I talked about that in a sermon a number of years ago. My wife and I had admired somebody's rice cooker. I think it was at a Chinese restaurant, and said, hey, that would be a really great idea. And every year I kept on thinking, oh, yeah, I want to get a rice cooker. Oh, yeah, I want to get a rice cooker for her. And then finally, when I did, she opened it up and looked at it and said, why did you buy this for me?
I like functional gifts. Functional gifts are my favorite gifts to give.
Yes, and they're very nice. They're very nice. So I thought it was a great gift. She forgot that my story is that she forgot how much she was really looking forward to getting a rice cooker.
And so, how many weeks did you sleep on the sofa?
Yeah, we just have a difference of opinion on that.
Does she use this rice cooker?
No. She hardly ever uses the beautiful, almost brand new, used once rice cooker.
You can steam vegetables in rice cookers as well.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that. See, Linda, if you're listening to this.
Oh, and how is that sofa?
This, I will ask again. This is a. You can do many things with this rice cooker. Use it, please.
Oh gosh.
That's great.
But that does have to. That probably goes in with the worst gift that I ever gave to her. But the worst was really a trifecta. Hmm. One year I decided, you know what, I want to get you something from Victoria's Secret.
Oh, my.
I want to get you a pot from Williams-Sonoma. And, hey, just to add, let's get an elliptical trainer, too.
Oh, my gosh.
So, anyway, you had some questions about where I was living for
that
moment.
My gosh.
And I really felt good about it. I thought these were really thoughtful gifts. Anyway.
Oh, wow.
And you had been married how long at that time?
Wow.
That was pretty early on, actually. That was pretty early on. That's why now I only try to buy one rice cooker instead of three rice cookers.
Oh,
anyway, yeah, that didn't turn out too good. Yeah. But, hey. She still loves me.
Well, what about you, John? Are there any gifts you... we should probably just, like, turn
nothing
the tables.
Nothing necessarily. Well, you all need to understand is that, you know, we have Christmas on the 25th. Our anniversary is December 29th. Yeah. And Marianne's birthday is January 8th. And I honestly don't remember any particular gift ever to anybody ever being all that... necessarily wonderful and well received. I do remember the year, however, that she got a very nice bracelet from Mont's Jewelry for Christmas. She got a a new Apple tablet for her birthday, and I forget what other something relatively expensive that she got for what that would leave the anniversary. And she did appreciate all of those very much.
God, what a show off.
I know, right?
I got a $25 gift card to Barnes & Noble that year. So, but
you want to give her a rice cooker?
There's a brand new one at the Horner.
We use our rice cooker a lot, actually. So we might be able.
You do?
Yes.
Could you talk to Linda about that, please?
I that would probably be one of the years. When our boys were little, we were much younger, I should say. They would get up on Christmas morning, and they would have one gift that they would have to go on a scavenger hunt for.
Mm.
And so that, you know, Marianne would hide.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
Clues around the house, and then they would have to go and find them. And for the most part, they generally enjoyed that. They enjoyed the hunt almost as much as they enjoyed the gifts.
Yeah, that's
that was
neat.
Fun.
Yeah. I'm going to be corny, and I'm going to say that the best gift that I've ever given, or I guess even received, I'm going to combine these two. Just last Christmas was just so stinking special. The gift was just being with my family. Mm. You know, we couldn't have Thanksgiving last year because of my parents being sick, and we had to be apart. And so Christmas was just super special, even though this is a sermon illustration I used. We had Christmas in the garage, and even in the garage, it was the best gift, was just to be together.
There was no room for them in the inn.
So we were in the garage with the garage door open.
Yeah, we did the same thing. We were like, we are not going to not be apart. We're apart from each other at Christmas.
Yeah.
And so we decided to, you know, to do it. Unfortunately, my daughter and her fiance at that time had just come down with COVID.
Yeah.
But my sister and her family had already had COVID, so it was perfect. You know, but it really did illustrate how important it was to be with family.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. Should we do the next one?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
All right.
Do the next one.
Woo! All right, so are there any certain foods that you have to have at Christmas?
Cookies.
That's a gimme, John. Come on.
Jeez.
No. I will accept your answer.
Shortbread cookies with chocolate chips in them.
Mm.
Oh.
Those are the cookies that Marianne spends a day. Well, she spends a day baking, and those are one of the ones that I really like.
Yeah.
I don't think we have any. I don't think we have any food other than cookies, of course.
Yeah.
But I don't think there's anything else. I was thinking about this long and hard, actually, trying to come up with what it might be, and I don't think we have anything. I mean, I think at some point in the afternoon, you know, my wife might do like a baked brie, which I always enjoy. So just, you know, stuff like that. But I don't think there's any particular food that is like a Christmas food.
I would say that if that's something that happens every year, that's like something that...
I'm not even sure it happens every year.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
Yeah. I mean, it is one of those special things that she'll make with company or with holidays.
Mm-hmm.
So I might be transferring that from some other holiday. But and it is something I definitely, definitely enjoy. But yeah, I don't think we don't have any crazy food things for Christmas.
So every Christmas, well, except for last year was different, obviously. But every Christmas, on Christmas morning, we have you ever had those chocolate oranges that you knock them on the table and they split open like an orange?
Oh, okay.
So it's like chocolate that's kind of has like an orange flavor to it.
Yeah.
No. And so we that has always been a traditional food, so to speak, that my family has always had on Christmas morning with breakfast. We of course have real fruit. We have like a menagerie of different breakfast foods, of like finger foods that we eat, and We drink too much coffee. I know that comes as a shock.
There's a lot of coffee. A lot of coffee. That is true.
Yeah. Now, I will say, though, and this isn't just about Christmas, though, growing up in where I did with my mom's family around us, this large, extended, very much Italian branch of the family at all of the meals whenever we would get together, but especially at Thanksgiving and Christmas, there would always, in addition to the traditional meals, there would always be pasta.
Yeah, same here.
And that is something that I have not experienced in a long time.
Did you do the seven fishes? Do you do that?
There would just be all kinds of pasta or Italian dishes in general, just because, you know, we had four different branches of Italians coming together.
Because isn't that Christmas Eve for Italians?
For the fish, I think so.
Seven fishes, all different kinds of fish, yeah. fish dishes. Yeah. I always thought that was interesting, you know, going to the supermarket, you know, Christmas Eve or the day before, you know, you see all the Italians lined up at the fishmonger trying to get all the stuff that they needed for their food,
yeah,
for that celebration. Yeah. Yeah, never did that, though. Never did that. Yeah.
Awesome.
So what's next?
Okay. All right. Yeah. You got it. Okay, let's see. And do you have a favorite Christmas memory?
Famous Christmas memory. I would probably have to say it goes back to what you had said originally, and that is just being together with family.
Yeah.
My aunt and uncle and my mother and father would go back and forth to each other's houses for holidays, especially Thanksgiving and Christmas. And so, just remember that being a big part of it. You know, usually we would have the morning at our place, and then either they would come to us or we would go to them for the holidays, and then they'd switch off and on. So the first 13 years of my life, that was always something that was really, really, really important. But another memory that I have is I just enjoyed Christmas caroling. In my first parish, I decided to go Christmas caroling. Now, this was a parish in Queens, New York. Now, it was a relatively, you know, healthy, stable neighborhood. But, you know, it was New York. It was, you know, and most of the people that lived there remember what it was like back in the 70s when crime was a little bit, you know, more rampant in 70s and 80s. And it was just kind of funny because when I said to, you know, my parishioners, hey, let's all go Christmas caroling, I thought, this is going to be great. You know, I'm going to get all these people. They're going to come out. We're going to go Christmas caroling. Well, the only people that showed up to go Christmas caroling, none of my members showed up. The only people that showed up were the Girl Scouts.
Oh, gosh.
And the Girl Scout leader was Linda Devine.
Mm.
There you go. Look at how that worked out. Huh?
So that was the first time you met Linda?
That was the first time that I had spent any time with her.
Like you knew of her?
I had met her because she wanted to do a Girl Scout troop at the church. So that's how I had met her originally. But that was the first time that we actually like talked any length of time.
Oh.
So I did have some members of the congregation that came back, and they met, you know, at the Parsons because they knew I was taking kids. So I had to, you know, other kids and my kids and stuff like that. And we would just go from door to door, and we would find, you know, older members of our congregation and you know, kind of walk the neighborhood and stop at their places to sing, which is always, it was always a lot of fun and just interesting. And, you know, I think some of my members thought I was crazy for going out at night singing, you know, like that was a dangerous thing. But I was from central Pennsylvania, so I didn't know any better. So it was just fine. Always had a wonderful, wonderful time doing that. So I really enjoyed that.
I like that story. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
Hearing people's love stories, how they met, is one of my favorite things to hear. So for my listeners out there, if you want to tell me your love story, I would love to listen.
How about you guys? Favorite memories?
I would say one of the most memorable Christmases for me was the Christmas of, and I'm going to date myself, the Christmas of 1968. because we did not that summer. We normally for vacation we would go visit my grandparents in North Carolina on my dad's side, and that year we did not do that. We did an entirely different trip out to the West Coast. So in a very rare trip for them, my grandparents came up to us in Illinois from North Carolina and spent Christmas with us. But of course the thing was that and none of you would know it, but the December of 1968 is when the Chicago area got socked with a blizzard, and we had like 5 and 6 foot snow drifts around our house. And every time my grandmother would look at the thermometer, it had gone down another couple of degrees, and she would go and put on another sweater. The temperature inside the house hadn't changed, but the outside had. But it was just so much, that was such a positive memory for me to have them in our house rather than us being at their place.
Nice.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, very good.
I wouldn't necessarily say this is like my favorite memory, but it's memorable in that I just very clearly remember the Christmas that I spent in Malaysia. I spent it with a family. We went to a restaurant on the beach and ate Indian food. And listening to the waves was something that I would never have experienced otherwise, because of being in a new place, in a place away from my family, right? And so the following year when I got home, my mom had collected little trinkets and gifts from every holiday that I missed when I was in Malaysia. And so it made it just a little bit special to just have all of those memories that I wasn't there for, but still kind of felt like I was there for, because my mom was thinking about me the whole time.
That's really, really sweet.
Yeah.
That's great.
Are we ready for the next one?
Yeah, next one.
All right. I feel like I'm feeling very sentimental today, friends. Pastor Liz is feeling squishy. Sorry, everybody. All right. Now, this is something that I feel very passionate about. Mm-hmm. Your Christmas tree, is it real or is it fake? There is a correct answer.
We had real Christmas. I had real Christmas trees growing up. And in the household of John and Marianne, we had real Christmas trees up until just a few years ago, when we were just totally overwhelmed. And I forget what all was going on, but it was just too much to go out, and we had not put up any Christmas decorations at all. And it was like December 20th, and we had done very little. And Marianne said, "No, I've just, you know, I don't have time to do anything. We're not putting up a Christmas tree this year." And I said, "We have to put up a tree." So we went down to the local, I don't, can I say that we went down to, well, Kissel Hill, but, and we got not one, not two, but we got three trees. And so we have a little forest in our living room.
Oh, wow.
One of them has the fake snow on it. One of them came with the lights already on it, and the third one we put hang ornaments on all of them, but one of them is the one that has most of the ornaments on it. So we have a Christmas forest now. We don't have a real tree.
So what you're saying is that these aren't real Christmas trees. These are fake Christmas trees that are made out of plastic and metal.
These are trees that
Liz, any comment?
These are trees that bring joy to the hearts of those who see them when they enter the Brock household.
There I'm glad go. They bring you joy, John. What about you, Jack? There is a correct answer.
There is an answer. There is a correct answer, and I will have to say that I was definitely a live, it must be live, mm-hmm. Christmas tree. You know, I'm not sure where I'm going with that now, because this year nobody is coming to visit us. And so we're going to be by ourselves for Christmas.
Sure.
Our kids now are scattered all across the United States, and they have other families to go visit as well, besides their mother and father that they say that they love so much.
Oh, golly. Are you listening right now?
If any of you
right
are
now?
Listening out there.
But they've decided to abandon us.
Oh, my goodness.
And so if they decided to do that, then who cares about some live tree? But I don't know. It's interesting because I'm beginning to think about we did buy a fake tree for the basement.
Sure.
And we decided this year we put it upstairs. And it already has the lights on. It has actually really lots of lights, and it's all good. And they change colors and do all that fancy stuff. It's not a great fake tree, but it was a very cheap fake tree. Mm. And so for the basement, it was nice to have as an additional tree. But we decided this year we're just going to have that one up. And, we'll see. If it goes really well, I've been disappointed the last couple of years because the trees have gotten dry really, really quickly.
Yep.
And they lose their leaves and they don't smell good anymore. You know, they don't have that evergreen smell that I just absolutely love. And so we might actually look into, I know.
The scandal.
A fake tree for next year for upstairs. That said, we would try to get like a really good one.
Yeah.
We would try to get
so
it.
It'll look full.
Like a real.
Yeah.
It looks like a real. We've seen some of them.
Yeah, there are some out there.
That are like, they're ridiculously expensive.
Yes, that too.
But boy, they look like real trees.
Yeah.
I mean, they look really,
so
really good.
So is a real tree. Like, real trees are so stinking expensive.
Well, see, that's the other thing. They're getting more expensive every year. I remember it used to be like $35.
Yeah, and they're not $35
for a tree.
Bucks, yeah.
No, I know. No.
Yeah.
Well, I will say there was a year that we were in seminary and we had gotten a real Christmas tree and it was in our house, and then like shortly after Christmas Day or very close to it, my dad called me to say that my mom was in the hospital. They were living in North Carolina at the time, so we quickly bundled up, loaded the car, drove down to North Carolina, spent probably 3 or 4 days, and Mom was fine, just they had changed medication and threw her all off. And so we came home and life was wonderful. We walked in the door. Look, the tree still has all of its needles. Close the door. Look, the tree has no needles on it.
Oh, that's funny.
That's funny. I thought that was just a Charlie Brown cartoon. No, it's not.
No, that really happens.
We also found that the cat, which loved climbing in the middle of the tree, does not like to climb the fake tree. Which is another little side.
Another reason to not have
a little side benefit there.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we'll see. We haven't made a decision yet about that, but we're going there. Mm. But, of course, please share with us.
Oh, okay.
What is your preference, Liz?
What
I don't think I've got
the correct answer
yet.
The correct answer is a real tree that you cut down yourself.
There you go. A purist.
That's the correct. I am. I am a purist, much to my husband's chagrin. I love the way they smell.
Yep.
I love the way they look. I love the hunt for the tree.
That's the best thing about it. Especially about live trees where you cut it yourself.
Yeah.
That is a fun day. Mm-hmm.
It really is.
We've done that a couple times, and that's a fun day.
And I find that it's all worth it when I can sit early in the morning with most of the lights out. And just the Christmas tree lights on. And I just love to sit there and look at it.
Yeah.
I love that. And all of that is worth it when I am cleaning dead pine needles off the floor after I clean the Christmas tree up.
There you go.
Last year, we started a new tradition in my family in which we have a Christmas tree bonfire at the end. Yes.
Okay.
They go up really quick, and
yes,
so you need
do.
To jump back as
yes,
quickly as you possibly can. I think my brother almost lost his eyebrows last year.
Wow. Wow.
May I tell you a Christmas
I don't think I'm in a neighborhood that can do that. But
a Christmas tree hunting story. One of the first Christmases that we were here, we went to a place in Dillsburg, and we had our station wagon, and we brought along Cyril, our dog, who, sorry about that, was Cyril was probably about 100 pounds. And So we pull in, park the station wagon, get out of the car. I go around to let Cyril out with the leash, and Evan says, oh, can I, you know, so Evan's probably 6-7 years old. He says, can I, you know, have Cyril's lead, and I start to hand it to him. Marianne says, no, that there's ice all over the place. There's another dog here. This is not good. He Evan's not strong enough. And so she takes Cyril's leash from Evan, and as I'm closing the door and locking the car to walk over to start going, I hear the boys make a noise, and I hear Marianne yelp, and here is Cyril. He has seen the other dog. And if you've ever seen the cartoon of the dog pulling the human being who has been pulled off of their feet and is going like the sled across the parking lot.
Oh, jeez.
That's what Cyril did to Marianne.
Oh, that's funny.
That hurts. Ouch.
So, yes, we still remember that occasionally.
Yeah, it's funny.
Should we continue?
Let's continue.
All right, let's do it, friends. All right, so we spoke about the best gift you've ever given. How about the best gift you've ever received? Do you have a favorite gift you've ever received?
My Lego set.
What Lego set was it? Was it just like the blocks?
I was a kid. I was maybe 9 or 10, and it was a big box of Lego. They had all of the different bricks had their own little separate container, and I used that for years, and I had it up until the time that my spouse mixed all of my Legos with all of my children's Legos.
Oh. Wow.
Wow, if you could see his face right now. Oh, my goodness. Wow.
Wow.
A lot of pain in that. Favorite gift, the best gift I got. So here, this is kind of funny. One year, and I think I was probably 8 years old, maybe 9 years old, my parents and my uncle and aunt got a lot of nice presents for my cousins, for my cousin and I, and you know, electronic ones, things they had to put together, all of that sort of stuff. As a side present that they stuck in a stocking, they got me a bag of Green Army Men.
Ooh.
And by 3 o'clock on Christmas Day, my cousin and I are playing with our, because he got one too, are playing with our Green Army Men, and that's what we played with the whole afternoon.
Sure.
So my parents were like, we spent hundreds of dollars on all of these other things, and a $1.39 bag of Green Army Men, plastic Green Army Men, that's the main thing that we played with. So there you go. That has to be one of the best. That has to be one of the best gifts, right there.
I love that.
So have you felt like a cat for a long time, that you buy the cat a present and the cat ignores the present but plays with the box?
No, that's true. That's
I mean, they say that
exactly
about kids as well, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, they make great forts.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Oh, I remember getting a new refrigerator. You know, you get a box like that.
Oh yeah,
man, that's good stuff. It's good stuff.
So I really identify with Linda and the rice cooker story.
Uh-oh.
Because I have had a rice cooker experience. So hear
now,
me out.
Wait a second. You said you liked your rice cooker.
I do, but I have a rice cooker-like gift.
Oh, okay.
Is what
gotcha.
What I mean.
Okay.
So Christmas of 2018 was my first Christmas here at Trinity. Kyle and I had been dating for a really long time. And I was ready for us to take the next step, for us to get engaged. And I was like, this is it. It's going to happen this Christmas. We're going to get engaged.
Did you tell him that? Or?
Yeah, of course. I told him. I was like, I am ready. Let's do this thing.
That surprises me, Liz. You're usually so quiet.
Oh, I know, right? Right, John? I don't tell people what I think or what I feel at all. I got a watch that Christmas. I didn't get a ring, but I got a watch. I loved the watch. It was lovely, but I really wanted a ring for Christmas.
Sure.
I didn't get a ring for a while, but that's okay.
She says, gritting her teeth.
Yeah, I was going to say, boy, there's two angry people around right now.
I still got the guy. That's all that matters.
Well, like I said in my sermon a couple weeks ago. This I am here for counseling. Either one of you need to talk about, you know, Christmases that didn't go your way, I'm here for you.
All right, we have a couple more. Should we go? Let's do the next one. All right, do you have a Christmas tradition in your family? Or many Christmas traditions. I'm sure we have lots, but is there a favorite of them that you have?
Well, again, when my boys were littler, Marianne had made them each elf costumes. Aww. And so the elves, because, and my, I have to say, my in-laws are amazing and wonderful people. Once we had Benjamin, they said, you don't need to travel, we will come to you. We understand. So Christmas was always held at our house. And so as the boys got older, then they would dress up in their elf outfits and they would hand out Christmas gifts. When it got to be that time, they would go put on their outfits and they would hand out the Christmas presents to everybody.
Oh, that's cute. Yeah.
That's so very, stinking very cute.
So Linda's family, her mother is from Bavaria, so from Germany. And so our Christmas tradition is finding the pickle. So
yes.
You might know something about that. It's an ornament that is in the shape
of a
pickle.
Okay.
And so you hide the pickle in the Christmas tree, and there is an extra gift to the child who finds the pickle. That's the first thing they do. They're looking for the pickle. When they find, whoever finds the pickle, they get an extra Christmas gift.
Okay.
Yeah.
We do that tradition as well, you know. Pennsylvania Dutch folks, yep. Right? We get very competitive about it. Like, we like elbow each other, and it's just a box of candy. But for me, it's the chase.
Even more so, I would imagine, right?
Yeah.
But chocolate.
But my favorite tradition is gift giving is a really long process in the Fry household, because you get a gift.
Yes.
We go, and so it goes around and around. So it takes hours.
Yes.
To open up presents.
And everybody has to open up one at a time,
yep.
Right?
Yep. One at a time.
You can't just dive into all your gifts.
Yes, that's.
I like it that way better.
Me too.
Like it really better. It should be longer.
Because then we get to see what other people get and
slow it down.
And honestly, my favorite part is giving a gift. It's so much fun.
Yep.
Just need to make sure that we've all had something to eat before we start.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes. You like giving that gift unless you're waiting for a ring.
Exactly.
Right? Except for that time.
Except for that time. But I have no feelings about that at all. I'm not talking about it anymore. Okay. Do you have a favorite Christmas movie?
Muppet's Christmas Carol.
Oh.
I love that movie.
That's interesting.
But that also has sentimental value to me as well, because that movie came out the year that we, and shortly thereafter, right after our Noah came and went.
Mm.
So, but it's a good movie in and of itself, too.
It is.
Nice. I have two, actually.
Okay.
And interestingly enough, I saw the one is actually an old movie. It's A Wonderful Life.
Okay.
Oh, sure.
Yep.
And what was surprising about that one was I didn't see that as a young person, 20s. I think I was in my 30s the first time that I saw it.
Sure.
And I was just like, and it just kind of blew me away. I just loved the whole, at the very end, and the friends coming in, and I just remember watching this thing, and I'll still do this, which is, I don't know if I should share this or not, mm-hmm. but if you catch me in the right mood, I will be weeping like a baby, you know, at the end.
At the closing scene?
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, friends, you know, you have, oh my gosh, weird, crazy. But the other one and that's an older movie that I just never connected with until much later in life, The Santa Claus.
Yep.
Just love that movie.
Is that the Tim Allen one?
The Tim Allen movie. Yeah, it's a movie that if it's on TV, all of a sudden we're just stuck on it, right? We just can't seem to be able to move the clicker beyond it, and you just watch it over and over and over again.
Yep.
I just really love it. And of course, now there's three of them. Actually, Linda and I were just talking about it. She was watching them yesterday. And we thought that, you know, it's time for, in the first Santa Claus, the son says he wants to go into the family business.
Yeah.
You remember?
Yeah.
I think there needs to be a Santa Claus 4.
To know what happens to Charlie.
Charlie should go into the family business.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Wouldn't that be a great storyline?
Because think about it. Like, Charlie's, like, the actor who played Charlie.
He could be a young Santa Claus.
Yeah.
I think he needs to take over the family business. Santa Claus 4. Coming in 2023.
You sold me. Because Santa Claus is also my favorite Christmas movie.
Yeah.
I just love it. It's such a good one.
Very well done. Great concepts. Just fun. It just
feels
really
good.
Yeah. Yeah. Really, I like the little twists of it. You know, the Santa Claus.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's just really, really well done. Mm. I really enjoy it. Yeah.
Oh, man. Santa Claus 4. Oh, I love
Wouldn't that.
Wouldn't that
be, isn't that a great idea?
Yes.
Right?
I'm so sorry.
We should write
that.
The script.
No, we shouldn't.
We should write the script and pitch it. I want to pitch it.
All right. Next question. Favorite Christmas carol? Mine is Silent Night. I love everything about Silent Night. It makes me weep. This Christmas that I was in Malaysia, my home congregation, videotaped them singing Silent Night and sent it to me.
Oh.
And I just wept. It was just so beautiful.
Yeah.
And now as a pastor, I have to like hold back tears as I stand at the, you know, at the front and just look out, because it really is the most beautiful
it is
scene.
It is. Yep.
Of the entire night.
It is.
And we have such a great view. It's the best view in the house.
That's
as
right.
As far as I'm concerned.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, you're absolutely right.
So if you see me crying on Christmas Eve, it's because I'm crying over Silent Night.
Yeah. Good choice.
Others, what are your
really
favorite Christmas carols?
Well, strangely enough, my favorite Christmas carol is not a religious Christmas carol.
Hmm.
I just absolutely love chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
Yep.
Jack Frost nipping at your nose. Yuletide carols being sung by a choir. And folks dressed up like Eskimos. I'm not going to do the rest of
That's
it.
That's Jack Horner, friends.
Yeah, but in my version, it has to be Nat King Cole.
Oh,
I
sure.
I just
okay.
love that version. Love it, love it, love it. Could listen to it over and over again.
Mm.
And actually, that's one of those things that when they start playing the Christmas carols, I'm good. You know, that's where that Advent season, that's okay. You know, I know there are rigid pastors, absolutely no Christmas carols, you know, during the Advent season. I understand the reason.
Yep, me too.
I just, aren't going to agree with it.
Yep.
You know, you throw in a Christmas carol now and again, I'm okay with that.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I would agree with that. What about you, John?
I'd have to say mine is What Child Is This?
Ooh.
But I don't know, and I honestly don't know if it's because of the words or because of the tune.
I was going to ask, who's Green Sleeves?
Green Sleeves is a wonderful tune. But I've heard other words to Green Sleeves, but I will say it's a great carol.
Yeah. There's a lot of rich theology
yes.
in these Christmas carols.
Yep.
Yeah.
Incarnational
Absolutely.
Theology.
Yep.
It's really kind of neat. And I think it's one of those, even though I'm basically saying, hey, the carol I like is from the 30s, there's some real
history,
richness to some of those ones that are even older.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, real, real heavy stuff.
Yeah.
Neat. Very cool.
So the final question. And John, you kind of already answered this one, but that's okay.
Uh-oh.
Favorite Christmas cookie?
Oh, yes, I did answer
you
that.
You did already answer favorite Christmas cookie.
I am so boring.
How so?
Because it's also it's just my favorite cookie.
Oh.
I just like chocolate chip cookies.
That's fine.
That's it.
That's
I just
boring.
Like chocolate chip cookies.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
What am I going to say? Yeah. I get what a, you know.
You get a good chocolate chip cookie. Nothing can really beat a really good chocolate chip cookie.
And
fresh out of the oven.
I like them chewy. Mm-hmm. I like them. Yeah. They got to have that little bit of chewiness. I don't like them when they get real hard. Mm-hmm. I don't like the crispy chocolate chip cookies. Mm-hmm. You know, the thin and crispy chocolate chip cookies. No. I like the little bit thicker.
Yep.
Now, Linda made some last night. It was with dark chocolate cookies. I'm more of a milk chocolate guy. But I have to say, having a little teeny tiny, you know, the nugget, if or whatever they're called, the chip.
Yeah,
of the dark chocolate with the dough of the cookie. Yeah, it was pretty good.
Sounds really good.
That was pretty good. And it was chewy, the way I like it.
So I can't answer this question because I can't pick a favorite. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you just like them all.
I just like them all. I have no self-control. I just will eat.
Cookies are good things. Cookies are good.
Yeah.
Yeah, cookies are good.
So we're all out.
All right. Well, we got one more thing that's going to be kind of fun to talk about.
Well, yeah. You know, since we've been talking about Christmas and part of what we've been talking about are Christmas gifts, the Christmas price index for the 12 days of Christmas came out recently. And I'm sure, as you all here know, and hopefully those of you listening know that the 12 days of Christmas, you know, on the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me. But the first day of Christmas is indeed Christmas Day. The Christmas season goes from December 25th to January 5th. It's not the 12 days leading up to Christmas, as some stores would have us believe.
And I'm going to make a wild guess that it's 14 to 26% higher than last year.
It depends on the thing.
Interesting.
Yes, this is very interesting. So,
okay,
first day of Christmas, a partridge in a pear tree this year will run you $222.
That sounds about
which is up 6% from last year. And I'm going to round all of these figures off. We don't need the cents. Two turtle doves, $450, up 50%, 50.
Now, is this cumulative? Is this every?
No. This is just for the
just
one
for
day.
Just for two?
Just, yes. These two birds were the most changed gifts in the index, reflecting the volatility in the markets I'll give you the cumulative price and the single day price at the very end.
All right.
Three French hens, $255, up 40%.
Wow.
Four calling birds, while they are $600, no change from last year.
Okay.
All right. Five golden rings, precious metal, is up a little bit, $895. It's up 8.5% from last year.
That's pretty good, though.
Yeah.
Five golden rings for
All right. Six geese, Elaine, $660, up 57%.
Holy moly.
Yes. I feel like I'm doing the marketplace index. Seven swans of swimming. The good news is no change whatsoever, no increase, no decrease from last year. However, seven swans of swimming is going to run you $13,125.
Not the way I would get them.
Eight maids of milking. The least expensive item on this whole list. No change at all from last year. The reason, however, there's no change at all from last year is because there's been no change in the federal minimum wage since 2009. Eight maids of milking is going to run you $58.
$58, okay.
$7.25 an hour minimum wage federal. Okay. Nine ladies dancing, however, no change in percentage, however, $7,553.
I wonder how they figured that out.
And the 10 Lords Leaping, even though they've increased by only one person, because they're males apparently, it's gone up 12.6% to $11,260.
Huh.
11 Piper Piping, they are up by 7%, $2,944. And last but not least, 12 Drummers Drumming, up 7%, $3,183. So,
what are these, like Metallica?
How do they figure it out? figure out those like the human ones.
So the total is going to run you for the day, for just doing one day, for the last day of Christmas, if you were to do all those, is going to run you $41,205. If, however, you do what the song says and you give the each gift a day and then you cumulatively add to it, any guesses?
No.
It's a lot.
It's a lot of
money.
I remember
it was a lot.
$179,454.
That's love.
That is however, love. That's overall, love. The average is only up 5.4% from previous years.
There you go. There you go. So I guess the moral of the story is... keep that minimum wage down.
Oh, eight makes a milking. Wow.
And Lords of Leaping are definitely overpaid.
Yes,
that's
indeed.
The other thing.
Overpay the Lords of Leaping. Overpay. Wow.
The Lords of Leaping are definitely overpaid.
And the drummers. Lord of Leaping.
And the drummers. The drummers are really overpaid. I guess what we're saying is invest in gold. That's there really what it comes down to. Well, we hope you enjoyed our reflections on Christmas. Thank you so much for joining us. Our next episode is going to be recapping the year that was 2021. Goodbye and c'est la vie.
Wow.
C'est la vie. Also then we're also going to be talking about what we look forward to in 2022. Yeah. So seek the good.
Be the good.
Share the good.
Because good things
come in threes.
Pastor Brock, would you give us a blessing?
Sure. Almighty God, we pray that you would watch over and be with all of us throughout this season. May we go forth in your name. May we share your love and your grace with all whom we come in contact. Help us, Lord, to remember indeed that you are the reason that we are here. You are the reason that we share your love, that you loved us so much. You took on this human frail form to walk among us. So help us, Lord, to remember that regardless of what kind of gifts we give, regardless of what kind of gifts we receive, this is always about your grace and your love and how we may share that with one another. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Take care and have a blessed Christmas.
See ya.
Merry Christmas, friends.